Our topic today is making your business day longer. Tick-tock, tick-tock, time is money. There's never enough time. Time is critical. Isn't it amazing how often we discuss how much time we don't have? Everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, but the successful business person seems to somehow stretch that 24 hours into more. How do they do that? Recently, I attended a workshop on time management, thinking I already knew what was going to be presented. For the most part, I was right. Most of what was presented was information I had gathered from past programs and my own experiences. But I really, really needed to hear them again. Not only did I need to hear time management tips again, I desperately needed to put them into practice. I wonder how many others there are like me in the business world. To help you with your time management, here are some points that may help stretch each busy day just a little. First, audit your time. Keep track of the time spent at various activities for a few days. It will surprise you just how much valuable time is wasted each day. Second, develop a to-do list every day at the end of your day for the things you need to get done. I know, everybody's familiar with to-do lists, but does everybody set one up each day and follow it? We should. They work. We should prioritize the list and do the most important things first, not the easy ones. Doing the simpler chores first means we tend to procrastinate on the tougher jobs. Speaking of procrastination, don't. This advice hits many of us hard, especially me, because procrastination is something I do very well. A prioritized to-do list will help. Third, delegating jobs to others is a tool the better managers use to free up their time. In a growing business, delegation is a necessity. Business owners who do not delegate severely limit the capability of their businesses. Remember, we have only 24 hours per person per day. However, two people double that allotted time. Don't keep putting off the big projects. Remember procrastination. If we wait to start on the bigger projects until there's enough time, we may never get started. A better way to handle the big jobs is to divide them into several smaller jobs, tackle them separately, and then put the pieces together. Don't give away small portions of your day to nothing. If there are 10 minutes available before lunch or an appointment, make that time productive. Don't just write it off. There may not be enough time to finish a project, but you can certainly get started or get one advanced in 10 minutes. Use the time normally spent just waiting more effectively. Fourth, handle papers only once. If their content is urgent, act on it then. If the paper needs to be saved, read it and file it. However, the largest pile of papers should be in the trash can. Many items can be read and discarded immediately. Don't look at it and decide to handle it later. This procrastination wastes precious time now and in the future. Fifth, avoid interruptions. Insulating yourself through use of an assistant can minimize drop-in visits. Do stand-up greetings, be frank when you're busy, and don't stop your task at hand and lean back in your chair. That's an open invitation to a long-winded conversation. Sixth, avoid OPM. OPM is not necessarily other people's money, but other people's monkey. Well-intentioned people find it hard to say no to others seeking assistance with their problems. Unfortunately, too often, the seeker's monkey becomes the well-intentioned person's monkey, and this ape eats huge chunks of valuable time. Effective time management involves many other strategies, but my goal today is to talk about these six simple things to stimulate thinking about how you handle your time. There are still only 24 hours in a day, but successful people utilize that time more efficiently and effectively.